Tatum, Letty H. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 18, 1900. Letty H. Tatum. Sanitarium, Battle Creek, Michigan. My dear afflicted sister, in my Christian experience, I have passed over the ground where you are now traveling. It seemed that I was bound in chains of despair. When quite young, only about 12 years old, I was for months utterly hopeless. But the Lord did not suffer me to remain in this condition. He attracted me by His own mercy and grace and brought me to the light. He will help you. Look away from yourself. Do not think or talk of yourself. You cannot save yourself by any good work that you may do. The Lord Jesus has not made you a sin-bearer. He has not been able to find any human or angelic being to be a sin-bearer. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Do you not believe the words of Christ? He bids you, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Think of the Savior. Lay your sins, both of omission and of commission, upon the sin-bearer. You know that you love the Lord. Then do not worry away your life because Satan harasses you with his falsehoods. Believe that Jesus will and does pardon your transgression. He bore the sins of the whole world. He loves to have the weak and troubled soul come to Him and rely upon Him. Seek God in simple faith, saying, "I believe, help thou mine unbelief." Mark 9, verse 24. The Lord does not readily cast off His erring children. He bears long with them. His angels minister to every believing, trusting soul. Now, when you read these words, believe that the Lord accepts you just as you are, erring and sinful. He knows that you cannot blot out one sin. He knows that His precious blood, shed for the sinner, makes that one who is troubled, worried, and perplexed a child of God. The Word of God is like a garden filled with beautiful, fragrant flowers. My sister, will you not pluck the flowers, the roses, the lilies, and the pinks of His promises? Rest in His love. No tongue can express or finite mind conceive the greatness and richness of His promises for just such weak and trembling souls as you are. Simple faith and trust is your part. The Lord's part, He never fails to fulfill. By faith, draw close to the precious sin-bearer, and then cling to Him by faith. Do not worry. This will not help the matter at all. Believe that Christ Himself rebukes the enemy, and that he can have no more control over you. Believe that Satan has been rebuked. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up for you a standard against him. Again, I bid you to look away from yourself. Look to Jesus. Take hold of the Mighty One and never let go. Our Lord Jesus has expressed his love for you in that he gave his own life that you might be saved. You must not distrust that love. Do not look on the dark side. Be hopeful in God. By beholding Jesus as your sin-pardoning Savior, you become changed into His image. Say, "I have asked my Savior. He has set me free, and I am free indeed. I am the Lord's, and the Lord is mine. I will not fear. I know that He loves me in my infirmities, and I will not make Him sorry by showing that I distrust him. I break with the enemy. Christ has cut the cords that bound me, and I will praise the Lord. Thus, you can educate and strengthen your mind. May the Lord help and bless you every moment. Be free. Yes, be free in the Lord just now. Rejoice in your freedom.